Hey, what's up? In this episode, this is going to be about making logos and other brand assets with DALL-E 3 using ChatGPT 4. Keep this and listen to it again because this is a comprehensive guide and this is just how it works right now. You're going to make a ton of really cool logos if you follow these steps. All right, so I'm just freestyling here, but I'm also using my the thing that I generated, my instruction set that I generated for my paid members. But you're going to get kind of a free version of that. Basically the whole thing. But if you want the same thing with images, go over to my group at school.com/Bijan/about and sign up. You're going to get a really great experience over there. So here's how you do it. You hop over into ChatGPT 4. Make sure to go to the top of the page where it says GPT 3.5 and GPT-4. And then you're going to want to do DALL-E 3. If it's not there, you might need to either pay $20 a month, which I recommend, or go to the subscription and or the settings and turn that setting on. So then you're going to just simply talk to DALL-E 3 the way you would talk to ChatGPT 4. Here are some of the issues that arise that I want you to be aware of beforehand when you're making logos with DALL-E 3. These logos are not vector files. They are just simply PNG images that you download. And there's a whole lot to go over, so please stay to the end because I want you to have all this information so you can take it and run with it. But if you stop listening right now, you're going to miss a lot of valuable information because that's not enough to, just having a PNG file is not enough to go and make a whole asset of files for somebody. Now, you got to be deliberate with the way you talk to DALL-E 3 because if you want to make logos for someone, you have to ask it to put it on a solid background. Try to avoid using words in the logo. It gets it right 30% of the time it gets the words right. So don't just think that the first logo that looks really nice, because they all are going to look really nice, is going to be usable to send to your client. What you want to do is generate a few more images, and then when you find one that looks good, keep in mind that the customer is also going to want to use this for their website, for their YouTube banner, etc., and so on. Okay, so the way to help them the best is to then download that and use Pixelmator or Inkscape. Actually, is a really good free image editing tool for files like raster and vector and stuff like that. So then you're going to want to be able to remove the background. I like Pixelmator Pro because it has a really good machine learning background removal feature. But once it's on a white background, you can make it into a transparency. But this is where you run into these issues again where, oh, is the image actually cohesive enough to remove the background and keep most of the, or keep all of the image that you want to keep? So this is where you're going to have to play around, right? This is the point that I'm trying to make though. AI is not going to take over the world because it can only do so much that we ask it to, and it will only ever be able to do so much in terms of like creativity. This is actually going to enable people to be more creative because you can, you know, hit the ground running. So that's a super cool thing that most people leave out of the discussion. Now, what I also want to impress upon you is that, let me see, I'm adding a social image to my funnel just before I forget to do it because I keep forgetting to do this. All right, so that ties into what I'm saying about brand assets. People are going to need brand assets for everything, not just for the logo. They're going to, and the good thing about the way DALL-E 3 is doing things right now is it has a really unique artistic style that I think it's been trained on kind of sticker mule stickers, like that kind of fat art style. And I think it looks pretty cool. So, yeah. What else do I need to teach you guys? All right. So, another important point is that whatever logo you come up with, now that it's easier to create more logos that actually look really, really great, you're not married to it. So pick a logo that actually inspires you when you go to post in whatever or work in whatever environment that you work in with that logo. And feel free to change it after 10 days. You know, you're not married to it. All the biggest brands have gone through many iterations of their logos over time. Nike's first logo was what? It was like blue something. Had nothing to do with Nike until someone came along with that idea. So what I'm saying is this tool, DALL-E 3, is just a really great way to speed up the process of creating logos that actually look amazing, and you can actually get a feel for how it works within your brand right off the bat. So hope you enjoy that podcast about image generation and logo creation. I'll see you in the next one.